We continue 14 lines down from the top of Lamed Tes Amid Beis. We've been discussing in the previous Gemara the concept of reliability of people or on particular types of foods. So we had Shmuel who mentioned that some things need one seal and others need two seals, and Rav had another opinion about what needed one seal, what needed two seals. So now we're going to continue that discussion, just take it in a little different direction. So the Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein lochen yimach machag b'Syria. You can't purchase yimach and machag in Syria from, presumably, idolaters, certainly, but maybe even from Jews. Lo yayin v'lo murias v'lo chalav. Yimach is wine, murias that mix, and milk. V'lo melach sal kundris v'lo chilsis v'lo gvina. Nor the sal, kundris salt, chiltis, and gvina. Elamin a mumcha. The only person you can purchase from is a mumcha. What is a mumcha? That probably means someone who is reliable. It could mean someone who is a firm person, or it could be somebody who is just reliable in their business. They're an honest business person, but not necessarily the most religious of people, the most observant of people. However, the Gemara continues and says, "V'kulan im nis areach eta balabayis mutter." But all these cases that you're not supposed to purchase these items only from a mumcha, if you are eating or you're a guest at the home of one of these people who is not considered a mumcha, you're allowed to eat at their home. That we're not concerned that they're going to feed you something which is not kosher. So Rashi explains, why are we not concerned that they're going to feed you something which is not reliable at their house, but they're not reliable to purchase from? So Rashi says that these shopkeepers in Syria happen to, these Jewish shopkeepers in Syria are suspected of lifnei iver. They're not so careful to sell people things which may have been purchased from an idolater, and therefore being problematic, but they are certainly very careful about themselves. They're not going to eat something not kosher. And therefore, if you're a guest of their home, you can assume that the food they're feeding you is kosher. So you have, they live a double life. Outside of the home, they do one thing. Inside the home, they do another. But as a result, if you're a guest at their home, you can eat their food. Misayele le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This also supports Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement. Dem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said in this context, Shagar lo balabayis lebeso. If this balabayis, again, one of these shopkeepers who isn't reliable, sent any of this yimach or machag lebeso to your home as a gift, mutter, you can eat it. What do you mean? Why is that okay? My time. Balabayis lo shavak eter v'achli surah. The balabayis, meaning when he's in his element as a balabayis, as opposed to as a chenvani, as a shopkeeper, he's not going to serve you something or purchase something usher for him to eat. It's going to be kosher. So therefore, when he's sending you a gift, he's going to send you something from what he's consuming himself. And therefore, you can assume that the food that you are receiving is reliable and therefore is kosher, not only midaraisa, but even midrabanan as well. The Gemara continues, Melach sal kundris. We just mentioned before that you're not allowed to purchase melach san kundris from an unreliable shopkeeper. So the Gemara asks, my melach sal kundris, what is this melach san kundris? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, melach shakol sal kundri romi ochlenosa. It's salt which all of the sal kundri of Rome eat it. Rashi says, they're nachtomim shebaromi. All of the bakers in Rome, they use this salt. What's the significance of it? What makes it problematic then? Rashi explains in the next Divrei Maaschil Ochlenosa, he says that they mix in with this salt, they mix in some sort of fish fat from non-kosher fish. And it makes it into big pieces of salt, and I guess they're thick because it's a binding agent, I guess. And as a result, it is prohibited because the fish is not kosher. Tanu Rabbanan, Melech sal kundris shachora asura levanu muteres divi Reb Meir. Says Reb Meir, Only the black salt, kundra salt, is prohibited, but the white one is okay to consume. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Levana Asura Shechora Muteres. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's the black one, which is kosher, but not the white one. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer Zuvazu Asura. And he says, both are prohibited. Well, who's right? Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, L'divrei HaOmer Levana Asura. According to the one that says that the white one is prohibited, Kirvei Dagim Levanim Tameim Me'uravim Ba. It's because white fish, fatty fish, is mixed into the salt. L'divrei Omer Shechora Asura. The one that says that the black one is prohibited, it's Kirvei Dagim Shechorim Tameim Me'uravim Ba. It's because he says that, no, it's black fatty fish which gets mixed into the salt. The other one says, no, both black and white fatty fish are mixed into the salt. Therefore, essentially, they're not really arguing. It's just a matter of metzius, which one happens to be non-kosher, the mixes in non-kosher fish. Is it the black or the white, or is it both? Amar Rabbi Avo Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Zaken Echad Haya B'Shchunosenu. Rabbi related that there was an elderly man in his neighborhood. Shaya machlik paneha b'shumen chazir. He would put on the melach sal kundris. Paneh doesn't literally mean face, your face. It means the face of the salt with fat from a chazir, from a pig. Again, rendering it non-kosher. Bottom line is that you should not be purchasing melach sal kundris from anyone unless they are a mumcha. If they're a mumcha, then we can rely on them that the item that you're purchasing from them is in fact kosher. The last part of the Gemara says, Hareilu Asurim. This is connected to the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the following items are prohibited, but only prohibited to eat. And then at the end of the Mishnah, it says, these things are prohibited and only prohibited to eat. Well, yeah, you just repeated yourself. So why are you repeating yourself a second time? It's unnecessary. The Gemara says, Lemute Mai. What is this coming to exclude? By making the statement a second time, what are you trying to, what was the message that the rabbis are trying to in part, L'chizkiyah, so it's Machlokas Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. L'chizkiyah lemute biyadua. According to Chizkiyah, this is coming to exclude something which is known. What do you mean something which is known? Well, the Mishnah said, for example, as Rashi points out, if you, certain things like kfashim, things that are pickled, which that's common to put in wine or vinegar, we said it's, you're allowed to, you're not allowed to eat it, but you are allowed to get benefit from it. But that's only if it's generally done. But if you know for a fact that there's wine in there or there's vinegar in there, then it's prohibited to eat and to get benefit from it. So when it says in the end of the Mishnah, Harei Elo Asurim V'Eino Asur Ela Achila, that's coming to tell you that it's, that if you know for, but if you know for a fact that there's wine mixed in, that would be Isur Hana. That's the Rav Chizki's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan lemeute murios ugvinas beis unyaki ustamik Rav Meir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he says, now he takes this a longer view of this. He says, you know, if you look in the earlier Mishnah, we had a machlokas on Chavtes Amid Beis, I believe, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about certain items which are asr behana or only asr achila. And when it comes to murios and gvinas beis unyaki, those are things that Rabbi Meir said are usher even behana. So here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what he wants to argue is that this Mishnah doesn't have an author. It just says these are the following items which are usher, but only usher be'achila, not usher behana. And it lists all these examples. So why does it mention that same line again at the end of our Mishnah? It's to tell you that this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, which follows Rabbi Meir's opinion, and it comes to exclude those specific items that Rabbi Meir mentioned on Chav Tes Amid Beis that are not only Aser Iser Achila, but all are also Aser Iser Hanah, and that is Murias and Gvinas Beis Onyiki. So those are the three Gemaras, the three topics that we focused on. Number one was that the reliability of who is a mumcha, and are we allowed to eat at someone's home who is not a mumcha? What is the discussion of melech sal san kundris? Is it the machlokas in they mix in the fish fat? Is it machlokas in mitzios? It just depends on if the fish is white or black or which one gets mixed in with the salt. And finally, the last line of the Mishnah is superfluous, but it's coming to teach us either, according to Chizkiyah, if you know for a fact that's Asher B'Hanah, or that is astamish Rabbi Meir, and Murias and Gvinas Beis Unyaki, as he mentioned in a previous Mishnah, is Aser Behana, but these are only Aser Be'achila.